The Florida Senate has passed its first bill of the legislative session. It's a measure to ensure lawmakers follow ethical rules. But to get it passed so quickly, they did have to bend the rules just a little.
Leader Smith and Leader Beniquisto have consulted with each other and have agreed that we would be permitted to roll to third reading and take up this bill for a final vote today. And we thank Leader Smith very much for that consideration. And thank you, Leader Beniquisto, for working with us.
That's Senate President Don Gates. He made ethics reform his top priority this session. And Senator Jack Latvala, who sponsored the measure, says it's high time for such a bill in Florida.
In 1976, the people of the state had to take it in their own hands and pass the Sunshine Amendment. And that's the amendment that basically provided that legislators couldn't just leave and lobby immediately. It provided, you know, some valuable guidelines on open meetings and open records. And that's kind of been the model for the country in many respects. But that's really the last time anybody put a whole package together.
The Senate's ethics reform bill would give the Florida Ethics Commission more teeth to enforce rules and collect fines. It would also block lawmakers from voting on items when they have a conflict of interest, and it aims to cut down on what's known as the revolving door.
Most people would think that if the Constitution says you can't lobby for 2 years, you can't do it. Well, we all know that there's been some loopholes created there, too. This bill would close those loopholes.
Right now, lawmakers must wait 2 years after leaving office before lobbying the legislature. But there's no wait period before they can lobby an executive office. Former House Speaker Dean Cannon is one recent example of that happening, but the Senate's new bill would put a stop to that. The measure also digs into lawmaker spending. The Senate bill would put more rules in place for how lawmakers can spend money, put in a special campaign fund called a Committee of Continuous Existence, or CCE. A House campaign finance bill would do away with CCEs completely, but Latvala says that wouldn't close the loophole that leaves some detractors accusing some lawmakers of paying for lavish lifestyles with the funds.
The House elections bill deals with CCEs, but it doesn't have this section in it. So unless we pass this bill, this is the bill that passes the legislature, people will still be able to enjoy that loophole in years ahead.
The measure passed the full Senate unanimously, with 40 lawmakers signing on as co-sponsors of the bill. Senate President Gates says it's a measure the legislators should be proud of, and he thanks Latvala, as well as lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, for their bipartisan effort. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.